Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And after a brief delay, folks, we are diving straight back in to our Champion and Champions Tournament. Apologies for those of you that were eagerly awaiting the next round. Life kind of got in the way a little bit. And then, you know, summer, so holidays and shit as well. So a little bit later than anticipated, but we're back. We're back on track and we're diving into the next round. So quick recap of the rules for those of you that haven't listened to the last two episodes. And if you haven't, quite frankly, what are you doing here now? But just in case.
Why'd you dip into heat three?
Yeah, just in case, so you understand how this is going to work. We have taken every winner from a previous fight, and we've pitted them all against each other in a series of battle royales. Each opening round takes the form of a battle royale. The winner of that battle royale advances into the next stage of the tournament, and then it becomes a standard knockout bracket, eventually leading to one champion of champions. Now, where we have had teams in a competition and they've come through, they will have to nominate their combatant. I don't think we've actually got any of those tonight, so we should be okay on that. But we would normally then debate that at the start of the fight, decide who the team's going to put forward, and take it from there. So these brackets have been loosely themed, to say the least, just to reiterate, as per previous episodes, you know, this was a fucking struggle, listeners. So if you don't entirely disagree with the brackets, fuck off. We've tried to group people as best we can. We've actually literally been shifting some of these black brackets around just before we started recording because we were looking at it and thinking, actually, he doesn't fit there, he fits over there, and vice versa. Yeah. But tonight we're going to start with magic users, or spell casters, if you will, we've focused that bracket a little bit because it was quite large. And Then we've kind of got the what is our everything else bracket.
It's a miscellaneous other bracket.
Yeah, which we've deemed enhanced beings. So these are people that have powers of sorts, but they're not superheroes, they're not monsters, they're not spell casters, they're not necessarily action heroes. So they kind of have powers. Again, we try to group these characters together on power set as well as character type. So this is the kind of enhanced being, as I say, that, you know, so it's everything from, you know, really strong fighters to people with a very specific magical ability to immortals. Everything's in there. But we'll come to that second. We'll start off with magic users. So our magic users bracket, as I say, really now more spell casters. We've got Dobby the House Elf, Doctor Strange, Dumbledore, Maleficent, Skeletor, Mary Poppins,
obviously,
and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Now, jog my memory, Mark. This Sabrina is Melissa Joan Hart's Sabrina, isn't it? Or is it?
It was kind of an amalgam, I think.
We took an amalgam, did we?
Yeah, it was because it was from the Halloween episode, which a couple of years ago, Witches, wasn't that?
So, so we took a general amalgam of Sabrina as a character. Yeah. Okay, that's
although fine. On the artwork, it was the Netflix Chilling Adventures Sabrina.
Actually, maybe it was that Sabrina that we took because we decided it wasn't fair to put the Melissa Joan Hart Sabrina in.
You might be right, actually. It's
with
been
all
a while,
the other witches. So I think it is, actually.
Yeah, I think it might be that one. Sabrina.
Okay, yeah, that makes much more sense. And she's not going to be turned inside out immediately. Right. This bracket's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because everybody is well OP in this bracket, with the exception probably of poor old Dobby.
I don't know, though, because I think that Dobby was a strange one. Dobby had, as an elf, he had quite strong magic. You just never saw him use it. Whereas whenever there was talk of elves in within the books or within the films, they were always discussed as being, you know, far more powerful than was let on. It's the only time you saw Dobby was fucking comic relief, apart from spoilers when he died. But so I think it's one of those that there was always an element that he could have done more, but didn't.
Could have, would have, should have. He's capable of magic. So
realistically, there are four people in there who would literally just pull his ears off and not worry about it. So I'm not arguing for Dobby too much.
However, there is one person that would absolutely stop the other four doing that. And would proceed to dress everyone else down to such a fashion they would probably go home and hang their heads in shame. Because Mary Poppins is not to be underestimated in this bracket.
No, absolutely not.
She is super powerful. Like, there's pretty much no limit to what she can do. It takes her no fucking time whatsoever to cast any... I mean, it is spells, I guess, that she casts. Yeah. We just don't really... She casts them in various different ways, be it through song or waving her umbrella or just basically doing whatever the fuck she wants to do because she's Mary fucking Poppins, y'all. And if anybody's starting on Dobby, she's going to be straight in there, grab them by the ear, clip them around the ear and probably, like, turn them into a fucking penguin or something. Like, she is absolutely... I tell you that she's having no shit off Doctor Strange to start with. Like, none of his aptitude. She is having it.
Like, yeah, because he's the one, he's going to be an absolute sanctimonious twat because that's who he is.
Completely.
And, yeah, as you said, she's not going to put up with that at all.
She's having none of his shit.
Spitz brought off to bed, no, fuck off before I make you.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's underestimated here. Is like with magic users, as we talked about when we had Dumbledore and Gandalf, a lot of it is about how quickly they can pop a spell off. That's what it's going to be about. And like I said, she can do that very quickly. But I think more importantly for her than all of these others, apart from maybe Maleficent, it's just the attitude that she's bringing. Like, she's got so much attitude. And she's also one of those characters where you think, like, she wouldn't want people picking on Dobby and she would absolutely get involved. But she's also not one of those that's just, like, going to back away from a fight. She's just going to roll her sleeves up and just be like, yeah, absolutely, motherfuckers. Come on.
I think as well, I mean, taking more of the Dumbledore we see in the Fantastic Beasts films than in the Harry Potter films, he would be entirely charmed by somebody like Mary Poppins as well.
Yes.
Just her whole demeanor and her personality and everything. That would be just, you know, it would be something that sort of sang to him. Mm. And I think as well, that's going to be... that's going to be something he's going to gravitate towards. He's going to try and form an alliance. Come in a bit of that sort of protector vibe, and then when he realizes she doesn't fucking need it, it's that sort of...
There is definitely a natural alliance there, I agree. Those two definitely seem like they would be aligned, and they would probably try and protect Dobby. So, I mean, the question there is whether that triumvirate then, you assume it's everybody else that's trying to take him down, because it will be, right? Because even though Doctor Strange is a hero, like, if his life's on the line, he is an arsehole, right? Let's not forget about it. Like, he's gonna do what he needs to do. Maleficent is just Maleficent. She's just fucking evil.
She's not going to care.
No. Likewise, Skeletor. Like, he's going to boot Dobby in the cock just for fun. He's just going to be like, why not? Because I can. So, just boot him in the cock.
he's going to remind him of Orko, isn't he?
Yeah, totally.
He's a little magic thing. I'll kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, and
probably what starts the whole fucking thing, to be honest.
And if we're taking Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, then, like, yeah, she's got a conscience and stuff. She's not a horrible person by any means, but she's also not goody two-shoes. So... Yeah. Okay, so you got to figure you've actually got factions forming here. Then, really,
yeah, quite obvious factions as well. Quite clear factions.
Strange,
I think, would possibly think he's above it all and try and sit off it.
Yeah, I think he would as well. I think he would get very sanctimonious about it, and I think that's his downfall. I really think Poppins is just, she's not having it. is not fucking having it. And let's not forget, if we take that sling ring off him, like,
yeah.
He's not really doing much, is he?
Like, no, not really.
I know. Like, that's not the source of all his power, but he's, you know, he's pretty fucking useful.
Yeah,
what I'm saying. However, he does have the ability, obviously, to bend time and reality to his. But then, so is Mary Poppins, is the thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, you don't end up on a fucking magical carousel by accident unless you're on the really good fucking drugs.
Yeah.
So, which, let's be fair, there's always that suggestion as well that Mary Poppins was just pushing fucking opium the entire time.
I mean, yeah, I mean, what was in those spoonfuls of sugar? You know, like...
It wasn't fucking sugar.
No, definitely not.
Crack cocaine, I think.
So, I mean, if they're all going for Dobby and we get Dumbledore and Poppins just stand in the way, essentially.
Yeah. I think Strange is going to sort of be, at this point, sort of admonishing everybody for being so petty and small-minded and all the rest of it and not really getting involved at all. I think he's possibly going to sit back and sort of try and see how it plays out a bit first.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Poppins silences him.
just puts him in his place and he's going to go off and fucking sulk somewhere.
And he absolutely would. Like, he would go off and have a strop.
Now,
we said on the Dumbledore episode, like, you know, I think it's very easy to take Dumbledore as a crusty old man because that's what we used to see him. But we need to remember that he's actually the most powerful wizard in that universe. And that is for a reason. Like, when you actually see him throw down, as we've said in the previous episode, like, he's a super fucking badass. And not afraid to get his hands dirty either. So,
yeah.
Just on that alone, like, I mean, sorry, Skeletor. And I love Skeletor, don't get me wrong, but let's be fair. Like,
pretty fucking poor, isn't he?
You know, I mean, if you take the Havoc staff off him, really... He's just a muscly dude, isn't he? Like, all you've got to do
is... He's just Ghost Rider without any fucking powers.
Yeah, all you've got to do is get rid of that Havoc staff, and you've got to figure both Dumbledore and Poppins could have that out of his hands in seconds. Like,
well, yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, it's fairly well established in the Harry Potter universe that there's a very easy spell that drags anything from anywhere.
Yeah.
I can't fucking pronounce it, but I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it.
Problem is, Dumbledore's got to crack those spells off, but Poppins doesn't. She can just be like, I'll have that, and snap if it's, sorry, listeners, I snapped my fingers automatically because Mary Poppins, like, just, she's going to snap her fingers and just be like, I'll have that, and she's just going to have it. It's just going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. It's there. So I think poor old Skeletor gets disarmed very quickly, and he's not really going to be that hard to kill either. There's nothing special about him once you get rid of...
No, as you said, he's just a muscly dude.
I guess depending on whether... I mean, there are multiple origins for Skeletor, because so it depends on whether he's an interdimensional demon or whether he's Prince Keldor. I always come down on the side of him being Prince Keldor, which just makes him a dude who had his fucking face melted off because he flew too close to the sun, and in which case he's easy to kill, and Dumbledore will do it. Like we said, if he needs to, he will.
And best believe
Poppins will. It's almost about, like, which one of them's getting the kill. Like, they'll both pop a spell off at the same time and maybe share a bit of a moment, even.
I was going to say, it's one of those, both of them fire at the same time. You won't know which strike killed him, but one of them fucking did, and the other one landed as well.
Yeah. So he's gone, isn't he? Bless him.
Well, he turned up.
He turned up for the fight. Maybe he called. Yeah. Maybe he got to call someone a boob, just because, you know.
Probably Dobby, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably called him a blundering boob, and then just got fucking fried.
At
which point you got to figure Dobby's shitting himself.
Well, like, although he's probably hiding directly behind fucking Dumbledore's robes, isn't he?
Most likely, yes. What I'm saying, he's going to be absolutely shitting it. Sabrina's got to pick a side here, hasn't she? Really. She needs to get involved, or she's on her own side, in which case she starts, I guess, she probably would take her own side. Yeah, she'd probably start trying to summon the Dark Lord. But look, that's fucking blood magic and pentagrams and, like, this serious casting time. She hasn't got it. So,
no. And realistically, if you see somebody, Maleficent is going to recognize what she's doing.
Absolutely, she is.
And she's not going to fucking stand for it, because A, that's going to cause me problems, and B, that's my shtick.
This is the thing with Maleficent. Like, there's only room for one supreme. Yeah.
I'm the queen.
Here.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's got previous. She's a very jealous person. Like, if there's any risk whatsoever of Sabrina muscling in, Maleficent's taking her out, and she just fucking again turn into a dragon, breathe fire on her, just gone.
Yeah,
just game over. Like, Maleficent takes Sabrina, no problem.
Yeah.
You've got to figure she is going to turn into a dragon very fucking quickly.
Well, yeah, fact, you would, wouldn't what, you?
Like, why wouldn't you turn into a dragon if you can? Like, she's
Yeah, that's like saying, well, hang on, you're in a fight where everybody's made of fire, so you become water. But yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, she's turning into that dragon immediately.
Of course you would. I mean, I always got the impression, and you never saw it, but Dumbledore always reminds me of the Merlin iteration in Sword and Stone.
This is where I was just about to go. You got to figure if she turns into a dragon, the other two, and Poppins as well, you never see it, but you know she can do it. Everybody's just going to be, all right, well, you're a dragon, so I'm going to be a giant elephant that shoots water.
Like, well, yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, it always reminds me of the fight with Madame Mim, but Transfiguration is, again, it's part of that universe. It's established early on. I know, and it's a major plot point in one of the books. So, yeah, that's where my head went straight away as well. She's fucking Madame Mim, isn't she? So yeah. He's going to be all Merlin.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what do you turn into to counter a dragon? A bigger dragon?
A bigger dragon or some sort of fucking constrictor snake is going to crush it so it can't breathe, therefore it can't breathe fire.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? If it can't breathe, I mean, it could still fly.
But again, depending how big the fucking thing is, if he's going to turn into a bigger dragon, in theory, he could turn into a fucking basilisk or something. Which is going to, it's going to be big enough to wrap around entire of them, hold the wings in as well.
Yeah, if they kind of tag team in, he neutralizes the fire. Poppins can pull like a giant fucking massive anvil out of a carpet bag.
Yeah.
And just...
Now, the bag is a question I'm going to ask. Is it a bag of holding?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
In which case, stick every fucker in there.
That's exactly what it is, because she can pull literally anything out of that bag, can't she? Yeah. I don't think it's exactly a bag of holding that you...
No, but that's... I mean,
you think of something, she reaches in, she pulls it out of the bag. You want a lamp, you pull it out of the bag. You want a fucking hat stand, you pull it out of the bag. Whatever. So if she wants...
You want a dragon-eating snake, you pull it out of the bag.
Yeah. So she... that's exactly it. So I think it's almost like a reverse bag of holding, isn't it? It's not putting things in the bag. It's just think of what you want and pull it out of the
Especially
bag.
Especially the bag version of Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's exactly what it is.
But like, quicker delivery.
Yeah, she's got her prime. She's just like, right, I want fucking anti-dragon spray. So,
she's not Batman.
But it's that, right? Whatever she wants, just get out of the bag, right? But, I mean, also, obviously, she can fly. So she opens her umbrella, goes up with a carpet bag, gets a giant anvil, just drops it on Maleficent. I mean, shit, this is easy, but she could pick up a big enough anvil that she could
cover everybody.
She could just drop it on them all. She literally could drop it on everybody. She could just be like, right, I've had enough of this shit. And just squish them.
Yeah, I suppose the only problem with that is obviously having it in the bag is not the problem, but actually being able to get out and do anything with it.
Yeah.
If it's too big, she's not going to be able to maneuver it.
True.
That's not going to be able to handle it to pull it out, is what I mean. Unless she turns the bag upside down.
I was literally just about to say that. You grab the end, don't you? Turn it upside down, just yank it, and then hold onto the bag and let it drop.
Yeah, let it drop like a fucking jelly out of a mold.
And I think probably the only person that's got any chance of getting out of the way then is Strange, because he could sling ring out of the way if he sees it coming.
Well, I don't know, because you've got Strange, Dumbledore, and Dobby who can all... I mean, Strange got the sling ring, but then Dumbledore and Dobby can both separate.
They can, but if Dumbledore's wrapped around Maleficent...
Oh, yeah, if he's wrapped around Maleficent, yeah, he's fucked.
So those two are fucked.
So those two are fucked.
Okay, so they're gone.
So they're gone, and that's two more kills for Mary Poppins.
If Strange can see it come in, I think it's fair to say he would definitely just open a portal and fuck off. Like, probably above her, so he can drop on top of her.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Poor old Dobby is just sat there on the ground if he didn't get squished.
The thing with Dobby is that obviously Dobby has magic, but Dobby can't fly. Dobby can't... He's not massively strong. He's not going to do anything to help her. If she's up in the air and Strange is up in the air, there's nothing Dobby can fucking do about it. Dobby's going to sit there and watch.
Yeah, he has got to sit there and watch and wait to see who fucking wins, basically. Unless he gets taken out with the anvil, but I don't think he's that fucking stupid, and he's not hiding behind Dumbledore anymore.
And again, he can disapparate. So if in the same token, Strange has enough time to get himself out there, so does Dobby.
So does Dobby. Yeah. Okay.
So it's where he goes is the question, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's got any sense, right now he's safer on the ground, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's
away from the other two.
He can just stay there and let at least one of these two get taken out. So what we've now got is a mid-air fight between Strange and Poppins.
Yeah.
Right. So this, I think, now comes down to fisticuffs, really, doesn't it? And who's stronger? Because Strange hasn't really got... Like, yeah, he can, like, throw, like, the swirly things a little bit. But it's not... He's in close range here now. So...
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just going to say this. And if you think I'm wrong, by all means, tell me. And that goes for you as well, listeners. But I don't think there's any way Doctor Strange takes Mary Poppins in a straight fist fight.
I don't know if it needs to be a straight fight, though. Because, again, if he's used the sling ring to get up there, what's to stop him using it to sort of bisect it like he did in Endgame, where he took the arm off the thing?
Yeah.
Because at that point, he can cast it around half her, cut her in half, she's dead.
True. He could, couldn't he? So he would... So he's on top of her. So he would...
So it's basically opening... It's closing a portal around half of her, basically, to cut her in half, isn't it?
Yeah, but in order to do that, he'd have to open the portal underneath her, and she'd have to start dropping through it, wouldn't she? Or above her, and she'd have to start going through it. Because you couldn't make the portal around her, because he's on her back, so you couldn't physically twist your arm all up. Because he's got to complete the thing, isn't he? He's got to move his arm around in a circle. And if you're going to close the portal, not open it, to just put it around her, she's going to fall straight through it, isn't she?
Yeah, it's got to close then, isn't it?
So you've got to have the trajectory of her going through it, and then he closes it at the right time. So it's either got to be underneath her and he needs to make a drop, or it's got to be above her and she has to rise through it.
Yeah, or it's either that or... because it's either that or...
It's a good theory.
To knock her through it and then close it behind her. So
and then trap her.
Where she's up in fucking, trap her, or she's up in fucking space and she suffocates.
Yeah. The problem with that...
He's going to suck in as well.
Yeah, because he's on her back. So I don't think he can take her to space for her to suffocate. He could take her somewhere else and try and leave her there, but the problem with that is she's not dead. Yeah. The other problem with that is, as we've said, she also has the ability to bend reality. So if he takes her somewhere else... She can just come back, and she's going to come back pissed. Like, she is not going to be fucking happy. Again, just going to say it, even if we don't want to do a fist fight, what's to stop her reaching in her bag and pulling out a fucking machete? Like, I was going to say pulling out a Glock, but we don't allow guns, because that would totally be the move. But she could literally just reach in and get anything.
Part of me thinking she's going to twat him with her umbrella.
I mean, that umbrella is a weapon in and of itself.
And it's integral to the character. So I think we can allow it.
I think we probably can allow it. I feel like we're being a bit harsh on Doctor Strange, but I think the position he's left himself in, it has got to come down to close range fighting. And with close range fighting, anything he can do, she can also do. I wouldn't necessarily say better, but we know that she can also achieve his power set. Short of going back in time, we've never seen her do that. But then he's not necessarily able to do that of his own volition anyway. So I think it just comes down to gut with this. And I genuinely think she'd take him. I think he's going
to feel that he's superior. He's going to overlook her completely because she's a 1940s woman. What fucking good is she going to do for anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's the cape, actually. We haven't brought the cape into this. He could wrap the cape around her and constrict her. So that could buy him some time. Like, if he wraps the cape around her, he could start laying into her. I still think it's just so close range, though. And she's not just going to... Like, she's prim and proper.
But again, if he's gonna trap her in the cape, again, he can fucking sling her up into space. The cape can fly her up into space and fucking leave her there.
The cape could fly her up into space and leave her there. Yeah, that's something. But she would have to stay trapped.
She'd have to be trapped, wouldn't she? So, we've seen the cape move people. So again, if it's wrapped around her head and neck, so she's going to be disoriented and she's going to be struggling to breathe. That's got to be the move. You get the cape does that and whisks her off. Her first thing is, shit, I can't breathe.
Yes.
So that's going to be her priority, not where am I going, not what's he doing. And by the time she's out of that, she's gone anyway.
She's gone anyway, yeah. So the cape potentially could drag her into orbit. Problem is, at that point, Strange starts dropping, but then I guess he can just open a portal.
Well, exactly. He can open a portal and sort of have it come out 3 inches above the ground.
Yeah. So the question now then is, does she have any way of countering that cape dragging her up into space?
If it's around her head, I don't know.
Yeah, nor do I. Because she's got to physically get it from around her neck, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So...
And as well, as don't forget, as well as that, it's dragging her upwards, so gravity's going to play a force.
Yeah, yeah.
Air temperature is going to be a factor. And there's, you know, irrespective of the fact she's Mary Poppins, there's going to be an element of panic because she's been dragged upwards by
definitely.
A fucking cape.
Because she's been dragged up by a cape, yeah.
And I don't think she's got anything that can counter it.
She has. I just realised she can change the direction of the fucking wind. So,
but it's not powered by wind, is it?
It's a cape. It's going to billow. So if she... If it's dragging her up and she just goes the wind full force, like in any given direction, it's just going to drag her horizontally, isn't it? Because it's a cape. It's going to, even though I get what you're saying, because it's like it's a magic cape, right? And it floats.
Yeah, but it's moving of its own accord. It's not being pushed on the wind. It's moving in a direction
but
of its own.
It's still a piece of material. So if a massive gust of wind catches it, it's all of a sudden there's drag, isn't there? It's gonna drag. It can try and fight against that, but then it's still.
In order to fight against it, does it have to? Is it gonna release her?
Exactly. But either way, it's gonna kill the upward momentum, isn't it? Because it's gonna be struggling to maintain its position. So she can counter that. In fact, it's integral to the character. Like that's how she, like the umbrella works.
How she travels,
controls
yeah.
the wind. So she can absolutely counter. The cape choking her.
Yeah. But if the cape lets her go and she's going to fly down, is that the point where Strange tries the portal thing? Because
yes,
at that point she's
then he can try that, yeah, and then try and close it around her.
Yeah. And he'd have to be fast because, again, gravity.
He'd have to be.
But then again, if she's using the umbrella to coast the wind to come down, because she can't free fall, because again, she'll fucking die.
She could just coast over the top of the portal, though, couldn't she? If she sees the portal opening, she could just be like, nope, that way.
Yeah. And cast it pretty fucking big.
He can cast it pretty fucking big. But then the bigger it is,
the
longer it's going to take to close.
But again, depending on where it's going to, you close it behind her,
and she's trapped.
So you double edge it. You open it underneath her big enough that she's going to float through it.
Mm.
So she can't get around it. She's going to end up falling into it. But on the off chance it doesn't close and cut her in half, it puts her in the fucking middle of a volcano or something.
But then she just comes straight back
is she immune to fucking lava now as well?
Oh, right, okay, yeah. If you drop her into lava, yeah, that's going to burn her. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So whatever she falls through the portal, wherever it is, it's also that's, imminent peril.
Yeah, that's the move isn't it?
Yeah, because even if it's small enough to close it to cut her in half, as you say, she can float over the top of it. If it's wide enough to get into it, then chances are you're not going to close it quick enough to cut her in half. However, if you make it a double weapon, so you're going to try and cut her in half, but also... If you fail, it closes in such a way that wherever she is, she can't survive.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, be it some sort of vacuum or fucking center of the earth where she's just going to be incinerated.
It would have to be instant death, I think.
Yeah.
She's just too fucking spunky. Like, if you end up something like a vacuum where she's got time to think, even though she's panicking, like... No chance. She'd find a way out. But if you drop her straight into fucking molten lava...
Yeah. Drop her on the fucking sun.
Yeah, that works. Just drop her on the sun. Okay. So Strange takes her out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going to fucking murder Dobby at this point, isn't he? Like, there's no two ways about it. He wouldn't even think twice.
No, like, he wouldn't think twice about it.
He would just be like, oh, yeah, no, I got to kill the little fucking thing.
Yeah, right? Just fucking throw a scalpel at him. You know? We all know that Dobby can't dodge for shit.
Yeah, he'd just murder him. This goes to Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, Mary Poppins killed 2.5 people, which
I really thought she was going to win at the start, to be honest. Looking at the list, I was just like, this has got Mary Poppins written all over it.
In my head, I had her and Dumbledore as the last two, and Dumbledore being so fucking smitten with her that she just fucking drops him in her bag.
Yeah,
and lets him die.
If Dumbledore hadn't wrapped himself around Maleficent, like, I think that's the problem. He basically
too big too soon.
Yeah, he did. He did. He blew his load, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Doctor Strange through.
Yeah.
So, on to our everything else bracket. Enhanced beings. We have. That was loud, Mark. That was right in my ears. Sorry, listeners. We have.
Sorry.
Father Christmas, not Santa. Father fucking Christmas. We will use the names interchangeably.
We'll probably use Santa because it's less words.
Yeah. It's Father Christmas. Jace from Jace and the Wheeled Warriors.
Yep.
Jason Bourne.
Yep.
Mushu.
Yep.
Elsa.
Yep.
Rapunzel.
Yep.
Emperor Palpatine.
Yep.
Darth Vader.
Yep.
And Ryu from Street Fighter 2. This bracket could also be called Vader Wins, Everyone Else is Fucked. We can talk about how that happens.
Well, yeah, we
but
can
that's
talk about
what's
but...
going to happen, listeners. Like...
Although, I don't know. I think that there are two people who, if they get their attacks right, have a potential to overload his suit.
Potentially.
But yeah, pretty much Vader's fucking walking it, isn't
he? I mean, honestly, if the other rounds hadn't gone the way they had, if Flash hadn't gone through,
yeah,
I would be absolutely, like when we started this whole bracket and I looked at all the combatants, I was like, Vader's going to win. Just like, but now I'm a little bit more, I don't know whether he'll ultimately win. Who knows, he may not even win this, right? And this isn't me pushing for him, like Mary Poppins was my dog in the last fight, but she went, right? If we can find a reasoned argument here, absolutely I'm all for it, right? But
yeah,
good god, in terms of
let's jump into it then.
I power mean... set attitude everything, like he's the one to beat. Yeah. Here
I think the way this is going to start, obviously you've got Palpatine is going to think that Vader's under his fucking control and he's going to do whatever he's told.
Yeah.
So Palpatine will just, no, he will use him as far as he can.
Yeah, he'll just be like, do it. Like, kill them all, do it.
Yeah. And let's be fair, I mean, how does Vader want to kill people? Is he going to crush them with a force? Is he going to chop them in half?
It's just like, I don't think he even needs Palpatine to tell him. Right, just literally the fact that all these people are studying for
him and
deciding they want
to
go.
That's Palpatine's move. Palpatine is going to be thinking he's directing traffic. He's going to be, kill that one, kill that one, kill that one. Now, realistically, Jason Bourne poses no fucking threat to him whatsoever.
He doesn't. And the only reason he's in this bracket is because we thought he was more than your standard action hero.
He's overpowered for a human.
He's essentially a walking fucking weapon, right? So he had to go somewhere else. The only person in this list he's probably a threat to, I would say, is Jace, in all honesty.
Yeah, I mean, let's be fair. I don't think either of those are going to do much, are they?
No, because even, like, if you took, like, this is the fact that he's awesome in a fight then, and he uses everything around him and does that crab mark. It's like, we've got fucking Ryu in this. Like, you're not going toe-to-toe with him.
He can do that and also shoot fucking fireballs.
Yeah, and do the dragon punch and the spinning kick.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, Bourne's got nothing. Yeah. Right? The thing with Bourne as well is he is going to come at this head on. Like
he's going to be thinking, well, what's the biggest threat?
I mean,
that's the thing I need to take first.
He's the one that launches himself at Vader and just gets cut in fucking half. Vader's not even going to move. He's just going to fling the lightsaber and he's just going to cut him in fucking two immediately.
Yeah.
Like, he's not got a fucking chance, is he? Bless him.
Yeah.
So he's gone. Jace has got the Ring of Light, the magical...
Ring of Light, yeah, which...
Ring of Light,
basically
magic light.
Green Lantern, isn't it? It's basically, I can do what I like with it, because if we can't think of an actual way to get out of it narratively, we just use the Ring of
Ring
Light.
Ring of Light, magic light, yeah. I mean, that's great, but Vader's got the Force. So,
he can chop his fucking arm off.
He can chop his arm off, but he doesn't even get that, because in order to do that, Jace has to hold his hand up and be like, Ring of Light, magic light. As soon as he even tries to open his mouth, Vader's just going to Force choke the cunt. He's just going to be like, he's just gone.
If it was me, if I was Vader, I'd be thinking, right, I'll do that, but also I'll use the Force to loot the fucking ring, so I'll pull it off his finger. Probably pull his finger off with the ring on it, to be fair. Let him fucking suffer a bit, and then choke the cunt.
Fuck yeah, there's that as well, isn't there? But, like, yeah.
Because don't forget, he's a sadistic twat.
He is. And by the way, I see all of this happening in milliseconds, like the same time he's throwing
It's like the Flash fight.
It's ridiculous, this. Yeah. Like, I don't even know why we're debating this fight. It's that fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, force chokes him. I say he then just flings his body into Ryu just for funsies. Like,
yeah.
Just fling it at him, knock him up against the wall, and then while he's up against the wall, redirect the lightsaber.
Yeah, just straight, take through, him straight out. Through his chest.
So that's him gone.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I think Santa's going to be looking, thinking, well, he's on the fucking naughty list, isn't he?
Totally. Now, Santa has nothing to offer at all, other than the fact, as we've previously discussed, he is completely immortal because he's magic. Yeah. So we decided the only way Santa could be stopped was to remove his head, basically, and we put it in a jar because he can't be killed.
Yeah. Now, so, there's an easy option here because, again, if you've got a lightsaber, you take his fucking head off easy enough and then you put it in a trash compactor because in keeping.
I mean, again, the lightsaber can literally just straight over to Santa while Santa's busily... Let's face it. He's a fat fucking man. He is not getting out of the way of anything quickly. It's just not happening, is it?
Maybe he'll get out of the line for a salad quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not happening. So whether Vader drags him into the lightsaber, whether he just redirects it, I don't know, but he's not fucking lasting, is he?
He's toast. I think the biggest problem I've got here is that while this is going on, Palpatine is just going to be laughing. He's going to be cackling like a whole fucking goat.
Yeah.
Which is going to really piss off Elsa and Rapunzel because they're going to be thinking, well, this is fucking ridiculous. So I think at that point, they're going to go for him.
Yeah. I think they probably do because I think, for a start, neither of them are stupid. And when they see all of this going down, they're not going to just bum rush Vader.
No, of course not.
They're not, right? So... I think Punzi's actually a dark horse, as she was when we did the Disney Princesses one as well. Because that here, like, besides the fact she can heal, right? So
yeah,
she's kind of like Santa, but also capable.
Yeah,
but that here as well is a fucking weapon in and of itself. She can surf on it. She can whip it around.
Control it. She can move it.
Yeah, she can. She could put the frying pan in it and batter Palps around the head, like you know. However, we shouldn't forget the fact that whilst he is sat there laughing his ass off, he is still a very powerful force user.
I was going to say he's got ultimate command of whatever's going on around him. So if she does command him with a frying pan, there's nothing to stop him catching it and redirecting it at her.
Exactly. Like, whatever they're going to do, if they're going to do it, they get one shot.
Yeah.
One shot. And at least one of them is going to die.
I think it would be Rapunzel taking the shot, and while she's taking it, Elsa's going to try and freeze him.
This is exactly what I was about to say. Or try and
impale him with a fucking bicycle.
Yeah.
So that he can't carry on. But I think there's collateral damage in that. I don't think that, I say, if Elsa's going for an attack in order for Elsa to, if Rapunzel's going for an attack in order for Elsa to take him out, I don't think she gets away from it scot-free. Now, whether or not she can heal herself after that, I think, Palpatine's move was, it's lightsaber or lightning, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be shooting lightning.
Yeah, now I think if he uses force lightning, I think she can heal herself. I think
that's what I'm thinking.
If he takes while he's concentrating on that, then she's fucked.
Yeah, she's fucked. But he's not going to be considering her in that way. He's going to be thinking, I'll just lightning her and she'll be fucking dead.
Yeah.
Because that works so well, because everybody is used on in the entire fucking film. Every time the lightning touches them, they all die, honest.
Yeah.
It's not the most fucking ineffective CGI ever.
No. So I think you're right. I think Rapunzel's the distraction.
And Elsa gets a fucking icicle through his head.
Yeah. And she's, no pun intended, she's fucking cold. She can do it. Like, she would absolutely. Oh, yeah. The question is whether Vader notices this going on, which he probably does.
He probably does, but again, I think there's a quickness to it, and also the fact that he's a Sith and they're all fucking evil after themselves anyway, so if I am going to take him out myself...
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Girls, and Vader doesn't really fucking like him anyway, let's be honest.
No,
so
exactly.
I don't think he'd sweat
I don't think
Palpatine
he's going to intervene.
Taken down, no.
No, so I think that's where Palpatine goes.
Yeah, I think I'll buy that. I'll go with that. I think the two of them together could definitely take him down.
Yeah.
And I think Rapunzel would heal herself, so I think she's absolutely back in the fight. I think he doesn't fucking kill her. I think she can heal herself. So now we've got Mushu, Elsa, and Rapunzel.
Okay, Vader.
I mean, they're all Disney, so We've ended up with another Disney Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Mushu.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to be honest, Vader's probably going to force grab him and fling him at the other two, isn't he?
I mean, Vader could literally just smush him.
cook him with his lightsaber.
I mean, the only thing Mushu can do, which might freak Vader out a little bit, is he can command fire. Like, that's his thing. Fire is his element.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a parlor trick than anything else. And it's not going to take Vader. It might startle him momentarily, but I don't think it's going to be enough to do any sort of anything particularly significant.
I also think even if it does, the last thing you want to do is piss Vader off.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So I think Mushu's another just insta kill.
I think so. To be honest, it's probably one of those. He's probably just going to ignore him because he's just going to think, "Oh fuck, I'll deal with that later."
It is literally a flick of the wrist. It is just like flick the wrist, send him flying into the wall with such velocity that he just fucking splats. It's just
drop him on the fucking icicle and stick it through Palpatine's head.
Perfect. There you go. Have that, Mushu. So he's gone. Elsa and Rapunzel against Vader. So again, they've got to tag team it. The difference is they're now tag team in Darth Vader.
Yeah. Different movie entirely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Elsa was one of them. So I said at the start of this, there were two I thought would had the skill set to override his suit. The other one being Palpatine, obviously, with the lightning. Palpatine's gone, so that's not a problem. It's how susceptible Vader's suit and his life support systems and everything are built into the suit, how susceptible they are to cold.
Yeah.
But then again, he was quite at ease on Hoth.
I was just about to say, Hoth didn't seem to bother him, but then that's different, isn't it? Because that's lingering cold. Whereas if she essentially puts his life support system in the freezer, you've got to figure, it would override it. The problem is, that isn't insta-death.
No, it's not. And if you look at the last episode of Kenobi, again, spoilers, Kenobi destroys all the functions on the suit, but he survives that.
Yeah,
because he has enough time to get back into fucking back to tank and get revived and have a new seatbelt and all that shit. So I think that, unless it's something. Elsa can produce ice and can produce icicles and spikes and whatever else very quickly. But is
pretty
it,
much instantly.
Is it quick enough? But pretty much. But again, you look at Anakin's reflexes, as was it's all established through Anakin, his reflexes, his timing, his rails. Is it going to be quick enough to do anything, any lasting, or is he going to be able to get out of the way, even if he gets partly out of the way, so that an icicle impales part of the suit rather than impaling what's left of him?
Yeah,
so can she do quicker? The other thing we haven't commented on with Elsa, where's the fucking marshmallow?
Well, I was
make an army of them.
I was about to say while you were mentioning that she can conjure it quite quickly. You were talking about her making icicles and stuff. I was like, she can do more than that. She can make living fucking sentient beings. Like, she can have an army of marshmallows. She can have an army of Olafs. She can, all they are is distraction.
I'd make an army of Olafs because it would annoy the cunt to death.
All they are is distraction, though, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah.
But
again, if there's enough of them, if you've got 20 marshmallows and he's going to take them, he'll take them out very easily. But it's time to do every one, isn't it?
Well, ordinarily, with anyone else, I would say yes. Realistically, though, even if there's 20 of them all around him, you just shockwave the fuckers. You just, boom,
true.
They're all gone. Just clear house. One, it takes him milliseconds. This is Darth Vader.
And not only that, it's a fucking blizzard at that point as well. So Rapunzel and Elsa won't be able to see.
Yeah. So...
Because if he's shocking that many giant fucking snowmen, it's just gonna be snow everywhere.
I think.
I know he's got enhanced fucking robotic vision and all that shit. So yeah,
I think
they're not gonna be able to see him. He's gonna be able to see them.
The only move, I think you twigged it. I think the only move is to try and super freeze the life support on the suit. But I think that weakens him.
I don't think it kills
him. I don't think it kills him. And like, you literally, just like with Palpatine, this is one shot. If you don't kill him instantly, forget about it. Even if all three of them end up dying, he is absolutely, with his dying breath, going to mutilate the pair of them.
He's going to crush the fucking pair of them.
So,
and like, realistically, we've talked, so you see it all throughout Star Wars. When they're using the Force, then they they move their hands, and they, you know, especially with Vader, it's all actions. It's, you know, when he's crushing the guy's throat, he pinches. Mm. When he's throwing people around, he uses arms. You see it with Yoda, you see it with Luke. They don't need to do that. No. That's all fucking show.
That is literally all show. They are manipulating the energy field around them, and this is the other thing.
Very much like Flash, and there's a conversation we had with Flash where he's manipulating the molecules of time. That's how he moves through things. It's the same with Vader. He can manipulate the fucking air in their lungs. He can make their lungs explode from the inside.
Well, this is the other thing, is all of Elsa's magic. You're right. She can make things freeze very quickly. That requires a degree of elemental magic. She has to super freeze. Vader's going to feel that shit. As quick as she can do it, he is going to know, because he's connected to the Force.
Yeah.
Like, he's connected to all happening. Living things. Like, he's absolutely going to know what she's trying to do. He will feel it as soon as she starts. So, yes, he can move out of the way. He's not the quickest because of all...
But again, he doesn't need to be, because he can manipulate everything else. So he can break her neck without fucking moving.
As soon as it starts... He just ragdolls her. He's just, she's only little.
Just breaks her neck.
He just, straight away.
Yeah.
She's gone.
I think that's Elsa gone.
It is Elsa. I mean, she's a literal fucking god by the end of the second movie. She is an elemental being. She's still not a match for fucking Darth Vader. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not.
It's ridiculous how overpowered Vader is, not just in Star Wars lore, just as a character and his power set. It is absolutely fucking ludicrous. Because even the thing with Vader is, even if we stripped him of all of this, even if we said, all right, well, we'll take away all the Force powers then, we'll disconnect him from the Force, he's still one of the most skilled lightsaber duelists there's ever been.
Yeah.
Bettered really only by Kenobi. He's still a fucking decorated... fucking general. He's all of these things.
Yeah, he's a military strategist. He's a duelist. He's a fighter.
Expert pilot. He's all of these things, plus a super powerful Force user, and fucking psychopath to boot. So
and technically a cyborg.
Technically a cyborg. Yeah, I mean, he could have even been in with the fucking machines, really. Okay, so we got Rapunzel and Vader left. I mean, my second favorite Disney princess. I feel really bad. I love Rapunzel.
No.
I
think we covered it. We covered it earlier on. I think that I said she can heal herself, but if he takes her head off or he breaks her neck,
she's you're not coming back to heal from that. No, there's no healing.
You're disconnecting the brain from the rest of the body.
You're
there's dead. No healing there.
Yeah, you're dead. Simple as that. It's just. Yeah.
And again, I think it's exactly the same as Elsa. It's just flick at the wrist and break her neck.
Or fucking recall the lightsaber that he used to fucking impale Santa and take a head off that way. Either way,
there's nothing in it.
No, technically Santa's still alive because his head is in the trash compactor.
Yeah, you can't kill him, but I mean, that's how we got him last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Took his head off and made it unavailable.
Yeah, all he's got to do is just slowly amble down and retrieve that head and then put it in some sort of lockbox somewhere. But freeze it in carbonite.
Yeah.
Done. Santa's head's frozen in carbonite.
Yeah, that's it. Job done.
I mean, that actually went on a little bit longer than I thought it would, and Vader didn't get every single kill. So I think actually that's quite impressive for Elsa.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be pretty one-sided and pretty quick, that one.
Yeah, totally. It really was just, how is Vader going to take these people out, really?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so the next two advancing then are Doctor Strange and Darth Vader. So we're nearly there, listeners. So we've got two more initial brackets left. So next episode, we will be pitting machines and monsters against one another. And then we have... our final lineup.
Then we've got our eight.
Mm. So stay tuned.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. I mean, let us know, who do you think's going to win? How are we calling this right? if we're not, we're not going back and correcting it. But we're always up for the debate. We're always up for the debate.
Yeah, so, I mean, realistically, we've had the discussion between ourselves. If anybody else wants to go through it, then that's fine. But we're not going to redo the episode. The episode is done, so it's not. not really a problem. But yeah, by all means, get in touch as usual. You can get to us on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can get out there. Fuck's sake. I did it right last time.
I mean, you've been away. You've been away, to be fair.
I've been drinking solidly for the last 12 days. I haven't had a drink today, so that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I'm sobering up. There's blood in your alcohol stream. That's always a problem.
Yeah, that's it. It's not good. But yeah, as always, get in touch, let us know what you think on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can get our other episodes and our other shows as well on ddpodcast.net. Wherever you get your podcasts from, subscribe, leave some message, we'll get back to you as best we can. But until next time.
See you later.